All right, so the beginning of the fourth parak. Chaf Hamad Beis. B'nei ha'ir shemachru rechayva shal'ir. So the people of the city that sold the street of a city. Leichin v'dam of Beis HaKnesses. You can buy with the money that you sold the shul. Beis HaKnesses. Let's say they sold a shul. Leichin teva. Then they can buy a aron. Teva. Let's say they sold an aron. Aron HaKadosh. Leichin mit Metavchais. You can buy the coverings for a sefer Torah. Tavchais. Let's say you sold that. What can you buy with that money? Yikhu svarim. You can buy svarim, actual svarim, which Rashi says are neviim and ksuvim. So you can buy svarim and neviim and ksuvim. Svarim. Let's say you sold svarim. So then leichin Torah. You can buy with the money Torah. With the money of Torah. So the idea is that you always have to be buying something that's more kedusha.
With more kedusha.
Yeah, the rechayv of the ear is less kedusha than a shul. A shul is less kedusha than an aron kodesh. Right. So it's always going up because we always be malam b'kodesh v'lo merida. So what about the other avamachru Torah? Let's say you sold the sefer Torah, then lo yichu svarim. You can't buy neviim and ksuvim if you sold the sefer Torah. Svarim. Let's say you sold svarim, then lo yichu metavchis. You can't buy the coverings of the sefer Torah. Metavchis, lo yichu teva. You can't buy the aron. It's just going the opposite order. Teva lo yichu beis haknesses. Beis haknesses lo yichu sarachayv. Mechein b'maisrayim. And not only, if let's say each one equals $1,000. And you sold the one, and you want to use the $1,000 to buy something else. That's one thing. But let's say you have some leftover money. So you bought most of the money. You went to buy something more chashev, with more kedusha. But now you just have a few extra bucks. So you can't even use, those extra bucks to go towards anything that has less kedusha. Look at the Gemara. B'nei ha'ir shemach ruchayv shalir. These are the words of Rabbi Nachman bar Yosei Stumta. He was the Stam Mishnah, right? The Mishnah did not say who the Tana was. So this is Rabbi Nachman bar Yosei. The Chachamim say Rechayiv has no Kedusha. There's no Kedusha with the Rechayiv. Why does he learn that the Rechayv has Kedusha? He says because the we're not just talking about Stamazaya street in the city. We're talking about a specific area where the people used to daven for Tanisim and Mamadas. We spoke about this Mamadas, right? That each city had a certain day that they would have to, or week that they would have to daven, that would be considered like the karbanos of the tzibur, would be considered their karbanos that week or that day. So they'd have a special place where they would go out and daven. So it was a special place where they would daven, and therefore would have kedusha. So what about the rabbanon? Rabbanon, why do they say that if this special place where everyone goes and fasts and davens and does tshuva, why isn't that a makam kadosh? She says, ahuva kroy ba'ama. It's only once in a while. It's not so common. So just because you have one day or one week, kedusha in one place, that doesn't make it that place is always going to have a din of kedusha. Basic nesas leichin teva. So if you sell a shul, so you can buy a aron kodesh. Amr b'shmul bar nachmeni amr b'yonesan leichshanu el basic nesas shel kfarim. We're talking about if they sold a shul of the kfarim, which is the smaller cities. But the shuls of the big cities, since everybody from different places, it's a big city, there's a lot of traffic from different cities coming into this big city, right? So since a lot of people are coming there, they're using the shul, so you can't sell it. Why? Because it's a shul of the rabbin. It's not the shul of the city. So it's a big one. Okay, so that we're gonna see a little bit maybe about that a little later. But if you just want to sell it, stamazay outright, that's a good point. Let's just want to sell it outright. Just want to sell it, so you can't without the intention to do this. So he says that then they're not able to sell it at all, even if they have in mind to buy something with more kaddish, because it's not yours to sell. It's not the city's. Because people from all different cities come and go there, and the idea is, the most simple pshat to understand is that when they built this big shul in the middle of New York City, they had in mind that obviously it's not just going to be for the people in New York City, it's going to be for everybody. So once they have that tanai, when they built it, and they know that's going to happen, so then they can't go ahead and turn around and sell it. Amar Vashi, hai beknishta de Masa Machsia. Vashi says that there's a certain shul in Masa Machsia where Ravashi used to learn, and people used to come there to learn from Ravashi and to be nana from his, you know, Torah. So he says, Afa gav de me alma asla, even though a lot of people from all over the place come to learn by him and hang out in the shul, doesn't matter. Kivan da daite didi ka asu, since they're all coming because of me, it's all because of me, so then iba'inam is avnilala. If I want, I can sell it. Because it's not considered of the rabbim, it's considered mine, and everybody's just coming to be nana from me. So that's why I can sell it. Meisavei, Amar Rav Yehuda, Meisavei Saknesa Shel Torsiyim. There's a certain shul of the Torsiyim. Rashi says they were copper. They used to form copper. So these they had a shul in Yerushalayim. Shemachru l'Rabbi Elazar. They sold it to Rabbi Elazar. V'asa b'kol tzrachav. And he did whatever he wanted with the shul. So the Gemara says, "I v'ha'hasim dekrachim havu." That was an area. That was a city. That's a krach. That's like a krach, and a big city. We just said before that you can't sell it. So how are they able to sell it to Rabbi Elazar? It says, "Ahi be'kenishta zuti havu." That was a small shul, ve'inu avdu, and they were the ones that made it. So it's not really. It wasn't really like a shul that was used by a lot of people. So there, you know, by all these different people coming in. So then they're allowed to sell it. It's a big shul, and everybody knows they come in and they. No, it'd be like our shul.
Yeah,
so it's not like, you know, a big you know, people coming and going. Okay, fine. Basically, the base eretz achuzaschem. So the pasuk says base eretz achuzaschem. Achuzaschem etame b'negayim, which is a pasuk that's by negayim. It's about negat saras. So it says the base eretz achuzaschem. Achuzaschem etame b'negayim. Your inheritance is metame with negayim. Ve'ein Yerushalayim metame with negayim. But Yerushalayim is not metame with negayim because that's not considered your achuza. It's not. And we're going to see exactly why it's not considered your achuz Yerushalayim. Amar Rav Yehuda, ani lo shamati el makom mikdash bavad. Rav Yehuda says, no. The only place that's not metame b'negayim is the makom mikdash itself. But every other place in Yerushalayim is metame b'negayim. Ha, the basic Knesset is about the midrashas, but according to Rav Yehuda, the Bat Knesset and the Bat Midrashas is metame. They are metame. Amai, why are they metame? How the krochim have? How come the shuls and the bat midrashim are metame? They're the krochim, and we just said before that any shul of a big city like krach, any big city shul has, you cannot. It's not individually owned. It's not an achuza. It's everybody's. It's shel rabim, just like the mikdash should be, right? Just like the mikdash. So, but over here you see not like that. So that's the kasha. It says ema amar Rabbi Yehuda ani lo shamati. No, so you have to change what Rabbi Yehuda said. Change the words a little bit. Say that Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ani lo shamati ela makom mikudash bavan," not makom mikdash, not just the base of mikdash, but any makom mikudash. Rabbi Yehuda holds is not considered your achuza because it's owned by the rabbin. So, what's the machlekes to Tanakama Rabbi Yehuda? Tanakama savelin is chalki Yerushalayim shvatim. Tanakama holds that Yerushalayim was never part of the achuza that was split up to the shvatim. It was never part of the inheritance. It was everybody's. Never give it to one specific shevet. Rabbi Yehuda says, "No, this chalak Yerushalayim Shvatim." Yehuda argues, he says, "No, it was split up to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was split up to the Shvatim." We plug to the Hani Tanayim. So, machlokes on these Tanayim, the Tanya of Ibraisa, Ma hoye bechelko yishal Yehuda? What was in the chelik of Yehuda? Har Habayis, I mean, of the base of Megdash, Har Habayis, Halishkais, Vazarais. Those parts, the Azaris and the base of Lishkos, these places were in the chelak of Yehuda. Umahe bechalka shel Binyamin, ulam vehechal beis kachay hakadoshim. Uritzua haisa yaitzeis mechelka yishel Yehuda. There is a certain strip of the base of Migdash that would go from the chelak of Yehuda, v'nechneses bechalka yishel Binyamin, and would enter into the chelak of Binyamin. That's how it was split up. There was a certain strip that of Yehuda's, that was really Yehuda's, that went into the chelak of Binyamin. Uba Mizbeach Bane, and over there the Mizbeach was built in that strip. V'ha Binyamin HaTzadik Mitztar Ala B'chol Yom. Binyamin HaTzadik, Binyamin, the original Binyamin, right, one of the Shvatim, he was Mitztar every day, the V'vayla. He always wanted to like swallow that up into his chelak. Shenemar, Chayfei Falav Kol HaYom. That's how he learns the Pasuk. Chayfei Falav HaYom is like he's wanting to just on it the entire day is that was what Binyamin was mitzvah about. He wanted that part of the Beis Hamikdash also. He wasn't happy with just what he had. Lefikach, therefore, because he was chayfif alav kol hayom, lefikach, he says, Rashi just says in the lashon of chayfif is a person who's mitzvah. He's chayfif u'mischachich b'begadav. All right, so it's like a lashon of like he's just being so much star that he didn't have it. Anyway, fine. Figur zochah Binyamin, therefore Binyamin was zeicha v'nasa u'shbizichan l'shchina. Therefore Binyamin was zeicha to be the host of the Shechina. Because he had the Aaron.
Someone else has,
right, yeah. But v'tayra, Shechina, Kedusha, that we're allowed to be jealous of. But, yeah, so... So that's why, because he was so right, mitzdar by it. Well, maybe a different tzar and jealousy, but okay. So that's the reason why he was able to be have the Arna Kodesh in his chelik. This Tana holds that the Yerushalayim was not in his chelik l'shvatim. The Tanya ain maskirin batim Yerushalayim v'mnei she'enon shalahem. You're not allowed to rent out the houses in Yerushalayim. You know, when people would be oil regal, right? So everyone would be coming into Yerushalayim because it was the Gimel Regalim, and they needed places to stay. And they're coming from in America, and they need to go to Eretz Yisrael to bring the carbon.
Carbon. Free, expensive.
What?
Because no one gives them away for free. They're expensive.
Gives what away free?
No.
Oh yeah, right. So you're not allowed to sell. You're not allowed to rent out the houses in Yerushalayim because it's not yours. So when these people come, you got to open up your doors and let them come in and stay by you for free. Rabbi Lazar Aimer, afloy mitos, even you cannot rent out your beds. Beds you cannot rent out either. Lefikach, therefore, because you're basically just staying by these people for free, ayreis kachim bale ushpiz and nightfulness. And therefore, what can they take? They can take the skins of your karbanis. You should give them to the host. The host is allowed to take your skins. Nightfulness and bizroya. Amar Abaya, Shma Mina. We see from here, from this brisa, Ayrach Ara leMishbik Inish Gulfa Umashcha BaYishpiza. We see from here that it's Derech Eretz that when you're staying by when someone's hosting you, you should give him your jug, your earthenware jug that you're drinking out of. You leave that for him, and you also leave him the skins of your animals that you shechted. If you shecht the behem, you should leave him the skins of your animal. It's a nice tip. That's the tip. What?
I said I'll try leaving skins.
Yeah, exactly. Amarava, loy shanu el shalem. Okay, so now this is a new task. Now we're talking about before that we're talking about selling the shuls. So he says, Amarava loy shanu el shalem machu shiva tuvayir the ma'ivan anshir. We're only talking about that you did not sell the shul shiva tuva yir b'mayim anshia, which means that there were people that were appointed, like to run the city, like a board, and same idea. They would, if the city, these seven people in the city, or sometimes it was less than seven, but normally it was seven. So let's say if you were only talking about when you tried to sell the shul without the seven people of the city's approval. And the Maimon Anshir is with everybody knowing about it. It has to be, in public. You can't just do a quiet, quick sale on the side that no one's going to hear about. But if you sell, if the seven people of the city who were appointed to run the affairs of the city, and they did it, in public, with everyone had a chance to speak up about it, if you sold it that way, then afilu l'mishta be'shichra. So then, if you did it that way, then even to buy wine, you're allowed to sell a shul to buy wine. It doesn't. That's no problem. Ravina havale ahu tila. No, that's anyway. No kedusha, right? The only time it retains its kedusha is if you're not selling it with rishus of the shiva tuva yirim, and you're not selling in public. But otherwise, you're allowed to sell it even for to buy wine. Ravina havale ahu tila debate kedusha. Ravina, there was a certain ruin of the shul where he was. And he wanted to, you know, do stuff with that area. Asla kamei de Rav Ashi, he came to Rav Ashi. Amalei maula mizre. Am I allowed to sell? Am I allowed to plant over this area? Amalei zil zevne mishiv tov yev my ben Ashi. Because it was a really the shul was ruined, and he wanted to go use the land. He says, okay, so just very simple, just go buy it, mishuv tov yev, go buy it from the board of the city. The Maimon on Shir, with, you know, make sure that's in public, and then Vizara, then you can go ahead and plant it. Because, like we said, it loses all its Kedusha once you do it that way. Rabbi Baraba Hava Kavi, Koi Be Kobani Be Kinishta. Rabbi Baraba was building a shul. Hahi Kinishta Atika. Hava Kinishta. There was an old shul. And what did he want to do? Hava Boilu Mystery. He wanted to knock down the old shul. Ulasuye Livne Ukshure Mine Vivuli Vahasa. He wanted to go and bring the bricks and the boards and everything from this shul. He wanted to use the materials of this shul, the old shul, to build the new shul. So he wanted to know he's allowed to do this. Yosef, he was sitting, what was he thinking about? Vakami Bayale, he was learning the sugya of Hadr of Chizah. He was wondering about this thing that Rav Chizah said. Dam Rav Chizah said, Loi lister be knishta ad debane be knishta achvita. You can't just knock down one shul without building another shul first. So that's what Rav Chizah said. So he was thinking like this. Is the pshat over there? Is Hasam Mishum Shiyusa? Is the pshat over there? We're afraid that if you first knock down the shul, and then you say, you know, we're going to build another shul afterwards. Yeah, once after you knock down the shul, you might get a little lazy and not build a new shul. But Ki HaGavna here, when he's actually using the same materials from the old shul to build a new shul, my, what about that case? Also coming to Rav Papa, he came to Rav Papa, but also Rav Papa said, no, you're not allowed to do it in this case. You have to have the shul, you have to build the shul first, and then I'll knock down the shul. The Rav Huna, Vasalei also came before Rav Huna, and Rav Huna also said there was also. Amar Rav, Hai Be Kenishta Chalufa Uzvuna Shari. If you have a temporary shul to daven it, maybe that'd be good enough. Amar Rav, Hai Be Kenishta Chalufa Uzvuna. This shul, we said that if you switch it for a different shul, or if you sell it, so then it's mutter to use that shul for whatever you want. So you take care, instead of the shul, we're going to use that shul. So that's like the Kedusha switched from the old shul to the new shul, so that then the old shul, you'd be allowed to do whatever you want. Oigrei u'mashchuna, but let's say you just want to rent it out, or if you want to use it as a mashkin, you want to, you know, lend against it. So then, also then, of course, so then the shul is going to remain in its kaddish state. My time, a big dusha sakai. The reason is because it still remains kaddish. Just the fact that you're renting it out, or because you're mortgaging it, it's going to remain in its kedusha. Only if you completely switch it or completely sell it, so then it's not going to have kedusha anymore. Livni nami, the stones also. Chalufinu is vanu shari. If you switch it for other stones, or if you sell it, it's also the stones do not retain any kedusha. It's a finu, but if you rent it out or lend it out, usher. Again, it's also because it's still going to remain kedusha. Hani mili ba'atikta. This is only with old bricks. The bricks that are already used in the shul, you're not allowed to use them. Avo b'chadat habotzi of new bricks that you dedicated to be used for the shul. Brand new bricks, but it was never actually part of the building. Then Leslan Ba, then it doesn't have Kedusha yet. So even according to Mandam, it says that Hazmana, there's something to Hazmana. When you're preparing, you set aside, this brick is going to be for a shul. So even according to Mandam, that says normally when you do such a thing, there's something to it, there's something that's chal and certain dinim that apply. That's only cases, for example, when you weave a beged to be used for a tachrichin, for a mace. Aval hacha, but over here, ketavi la'arig dami. Here, it's like spinning the thread to eventually be used for a beged for the mace. That's too far. It's too far detached from the actual, kedusha to be considered that hazmana is actually doing anything. Veleklamanda amar. This is like I just said, like spinning for that. That's no one's going to hold that has kedusha. Same thing over here. The bricks, just saying that you have bricks here that you're setting aside, that's not enough. It has to be actually part of a shul to have any sort of kedusha. And even if you hold as mana milsa, it's not going to apply to this case. Now the bricks, matana. Let's say it's a matana. You're giving the shul as a matana. Pligi bar does it retain its kedusha? Pligi bar of acha v'ravina. Chad aser v'chad shari. One says that it's aser, one says it's mutter. Man the aser, the person says aser, changes it to b'mai. B'mai tifka kedusha also. How is the kedusha leaving it? How does it leave the kedusha? You're just giving it to somebody. Where is the kedusha transferring to? If it's right, we said before, if you sold it, then it's transferring to the money. If you switched it, so then it's transferring to the building that you switched it to. But here you're just giving the building to somebody, the building's going to retain its kedusha. So that's why he holds that it's asr, it still has the same dinim of all the dinim kedusha. Uman de shari, so what about the person who says it is mutter? Ilav the havale hanomine, because he's going to tell you, if you wouldn't be getting any hano, le havayoyev le, you would never give it. So hadar havale matana kizvine, so then what happens, right? There's no such thing as free. So anytime you're giving somebody a gift, it's not just a gift. You obviously have in mind that there's going to be, you know, some sort of benefit that you're going to get from the guy. You know, maybe you'll hit him up for a good donation later, whatever. So that's the idea. So then it's just like a sale, and therefore the kedusha will leave. Tan Rabbanan, tashmishei mitzvah nizrukin. Things that are used for a mitzvah, you can throw them out. Tashmishei kedusha nignazim, but things that are used for kedusha have to be, you know, put in shemesh, have to be buried. We say here, just as a little, when we say tashmishei mitzvah nizrakim, even though the Gemara is mashma over here that the tashmishei mitzvah that you can actually throw them out, nice of the Ramah Paschal is that you cannot throw out tashmishei mitzvah in a place that's degrading. So even though you may be able to throw it out, but it has to be done in a specific way that there's no, you know, bezayin. Okay, so ve'elan tashmishei mitzvah, these are the considered tashmishei mitzvah, sukkah, lulav, shayfer, tzitzis. Those are things that are actually used for the mitzvah. Ve'elah hitashmisha kedusha, deluskimi svarim, tefillin umezuzos. The coverings of the svarim, sefer Torah, and the tefillin umezuzos. V'tikshal sefer Torah. Oh, svarim. No, svarim is the neviim ksuvim. V'tikshal sefer Torah, and also the bag of the, you know, the outside of the, what's it called, mantle. Mantle of the sefer Torah. V'natikshal tefillin, and also the bag of tefillin urtzayus, and also the ritzuas. Those are all considered tashmishei kedusha. Amar Rava, meiresh havamina haikursaya de tashmitzus tashmishu. In the beginning, I thought that this is the bima that we lay on. I thought that that was not even considered tashmishei kedusha. It's not considered tashmishei kedusha because it's a tashmish to tashmishu. Because they put the sefer Torah on a covering which sits on top of the bima, so it's really two removed, so that would be mutter b'shari. Kivan the chazina. Once I saw the mice of the sefer Torah. Once I saw that they actually put the sefer Torah straight onto the beam without any covering underneath, then Amina, I changed my mind. I said that's tashmish kedusha. Who? Then it's considered tashmish kedusha. V'aser would be aser. So it's also just means it's aser to dispose of it in a normal manner. V'amarav meireish hav Amina hai prisa tashmish to tashmish. In the beginning, I thought that this prisa, which was a certain inside the base, inside the aren. They had this like curtain that was inside the aren, not outside the aren, not like the parechas, inside the aren. So in the beginning, I would think that this priest is a tashmish to tashmishu, and it would be mutter to throw out. Kivan the chazina, the aifle manchi sifrei. Once I saw that they actually sometimes folded up and put the sefer Torah straight on it, then I saw no, that's tashmish to kedusha. It's actually a tashmish of kedusha. Va'aser, va'amarava, hay tevusa de irfet. You have a bima that was, or an Aron Kodesh. Sorry, you have an Aron Kodesh that was falling apart. So what are you allowed to do with it? Me'avda teva zitrasi. What you should do is you should make into it a smaller, you know, get rid of all the bad rotting wood or whatever, and you make a smaller Aron Kodesh. Zitrasi shari. Kursaya aser. You're not allowed to make it into a bima. You're only allowed to make it into a small Aron Kodesh. Because again, ma'alab kodesh ve'marid. V'amarava high prisa. Let's say you have this covering that this prisa was the inside the curtain inside the aron. Let's say that was falling apart. Amevde prisa l'sifri shari. You're allowed to make it a cover for svarim from the vim and ksuvim. But l'chumashim aser for one of the chumashim, it means just each. Sometimes it have each chumash itself on a separate scroll to make it a covering for that. That's aser. It has to be the entire. Safer. V'amar Rava, hani zvili dechumshi v'kamatu desifri tashmish kedusha. These, like a dluskami, which was the covering. They're like these bags, chumashim. They would hold the chumashim and the svarim. They're considered tashmish kedusha v'nignazim, and they have to be buried. Pshita is pashut. Now the temahani lav lechvoidai avidan. You would think that these bags are not made for kavod. Lenaturi ba'amavida. They're just made to protect them. Kamash malon. Then no, it's not considered that it's just made for protection. It's also a kavod to the actual svarim tefillin. That you know, then it's that's why it has kedusha. Ahubei knishta diyudai raimai. There's a certain shul in Yehuda Raimai. Roman Jews to have a pasach lahu in drain it. It opened up into a different room or chamber. And to have a machas beimei said that a dead person was sitting there. I don't know what the dead person was sitting there. I guess he was preparing for a hefset or something. V'havu boy makani lemele tzliyosam, and the kaihan wanted to come daven there. Also, so they wanted to know what to do. Also, amrle l'rava. They said to Rava, amrlehu dalu tevusa isvuhu. Go to pick up the Aron Kodesh and put it between to separate the rooms. Separate the room where the mace is and where the shul is. The Havali Kliyetz also Lanachas, because it's what we call is that's considered a Kliyetz, a wooden keli that's made to remain in one place. That's also Lanachas. U Kliyetz also Lanachas in a Mekabal Tumah. So a kliyetz, a wooden keli, a big wooden keli that's not made to be moved around. It's not number one. It's not mekabel tuma. Number two, it's chaytzes from the atuma. Amalei rabban l'rava. So that's what that was the idea that you do it there, and that way the kahan can come and daven there. Amalei rabban l'rava. V'hazim zimnin demitalzli lei. Sometimes you do move it. Kimanu sefer Torah. Sometimes you use it for to put the sefer Torah on it to learn from it. V'havli mitalzli malei v'rekim. And therefore, it's considered like you move it around when it's full and when it's empty. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, then there's nothing to do here. The Kehanim should not choose a different place to daven. You can't daven in this place. Let's say the coverings of the Sfarim that were falling apart. You can make from them a tachrich from the mace mitzvah, the garden for the mace. And that's how you bury them. Let's say the Sefer Torah itself is falling apart. You can bury it by Tamil Chacham. Even if the Tamil Chacham is not such a big bucky, yeah, he just knows some basic halachas. That's still enough to bury the Sefer Torah next to this person. Amar v'acha bar Yaakov ubekli cheres. You should also do it in a kli cheres. Remember, nasatam ukli cheres manyam di yamin rabbi. Rav Papi mishmei the Rebbe, if you want to change the shul into a base medrash, that's mutter. But to change a base medrash into a shul, that's usr. So shul into base medrash is okay. But the other way is not okay. Rav Papa mishmei the Rebbe masnis nechor. But Rav Papa learned the opposite. They're just the opposite. And a shul into a base medrash is usr, and a base medrash into a shul is mutter. Amr v'acha kavasei the Rav Papi mistaber is mistaber like Rav Papi. The Amr b'shua ben Levi base of nesses mutter lasalisa base medrash. A shul is allowed to make a base medrash. Shema minaf. You see from here that's the halacha.